Episode 2667, Better Decisions Equal Fewer Regrets.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day. Yes, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and you know what? It is so good just to let it all hang out. You don't have to sit here and put on this masquerade ball and put on your favorite face to make everybody think that you got it all together. It's okay if things aren't going that great. Better decisions equal fewer regrets. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life is full of many contemplations, yet quick decisions. When raising the next generation, better decisions equal fewer regrets. You know that mom guilt is real. You know what I'm talking about. You sit there and you second guess yourself. You're like, did I handle the situation right? And we end up just going down this rabbit hole, you know, like Alice in Wonderland. And it just keeps going and going and going. And the guilt gets heavier and heavier and heavier. How often are you stumped, not knowing what to do, or frustrated with what your child has done? Now, you have to face the music as a parent, right? We have to do what we got to do as a parent. We don't like it, but we have to. And none of us like this position. If I could take that away as being a parent, I would have 2,000 children. I don't know how I would birth them all, but I could adopt. That would be fine. We are challenged in this world that we live in as a parent. So why make things harder for ourselves? Where is that parenting manual anyway? Did you get one? Well, I didn't get one. I sure wish I did. But as you recognize the situation you're in with your child, you have to then respond to what needs your attention. And that's not always easy to do, right? Many contemplations, quick decisions, unfortunately, they go hand in hand. So before you can respond, you must learn what you don't know. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Learn what you don't know. The problem most parents have is making decisions without the facts. We make a lot of other decisions based on stuff that we honestly don't know. We bring in our own experience. We say, oh, wait, this happened. And when this happened, this happened. And so therefore, deductive reasoning says this happened. But did it? So set yourself up for success as a parent and learn what you don't know. This also helps with the mom guilt. I'm telling you, if you learn what you don't know, then you're not going to carry a heavy burden because there's not going to be one that needs to be carried. Now, your child may be mad at you, but that's not your burden to carry. You're to be their parent. You're to love them. You're to train them up. So when they go out into the world, they can impact it with their touch and also by the God-given talents and gifts that they have. And then you get to sit back and say, wow, it was worth those thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hours of sleep that I lost, my frustration, the guilt I carried. It was well worth the cross that I bared for my child. Because that's ultimately what we're doing. Jesus was our role model for that itself, right? How we are to parent. Look at how Jesus led his life and how he parented, how he showed others what they are to do in their everyday. It's amazing. So learn what you don't know. What does that look like? Number one, ask more questions. Assumptions can get anyone and everyone into trouble, especially you and me as parents. But when you ask more questions, it allows you to seek what you don't know. And that is the key to communicating and knowing what your child is thinking and doing. Don't base things on 2 years ago. Well, your child did this, and so you're going to make the assumption that he's going to do this again. Maybe not. Maybe so, but you'll never know until you ask. And that's so important. You want to ask. Don't make those assumptions because it'll kick you in the, you know exactly what I'm saying. All right, number two, listen to what is said, right? You ask those questions. Just as you ask those questions, you need to listen to the answers. Your input on what you think your child is going to say or is saying can be very dangerous. You don't want to trip all over your words. Let your child take the lead. Listen to what they say. Don't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to finish the sentence. And then all of a sudden, you really did not hear them because you're already filling in the blank. The blank is not for you to fill in. It's for your child to fill in the blank. You ask the question and then you shut your mouth and you listen to what is said. And that is hard to do. And when you're trying it for the first time, really trying it, maybe you need to put your hand physically over your mouth, or you need to take a drink and have your water bottle there. You just keep drinking, because if you got water in your mouth, you can't talk, or you'll be spitting water everywhere, which you would look a little funny. And this would be a very memorable conversation, but that's not the point you want to make. The point is you want to hold your tongue and let your child have a say. Let them be heard. Then you'll understand more. And then maybe you won't be so guilt-filled. You know, you don't want to fill your heart tank with guilt. Because what does guilt turn into? Eventually leads to bitterness. And bitterness is its own evil. And you do not want to become bitter with your child or even come close to it. So you've got to stop it before it even happens. And unfortunately, it gets that way. And you wonder why we have problems in today's world, because we can't even communicate within the four walls that we're raised in. So somebody's got to start something different. So mom, it's you. Dad, come on. You got this. Ask more questions. Listen to what is said. And finally, number three, stand by what you decide. After you understand the fact and the situation, now you can respond accordingly. However, know that what you decide, you must follow through. Don't let your child sweet talk you into something else. Especially those little ones. Girls and their daddies, boys and their mamas. I'm just saying, you got to stand by what you decide. You got to follow through. If you say you're not going to drive the car for 2 weeks, then you're not going to let them drive the car for 2 weeks. If you really mean it's only going to be 2 days, then guess what? You need to say you're not driving the car for 2 days. There is a difference. You're setting a standard with your children. And if they know that they can get away with things, what do you think is going to happen the next time around? They're going to think they can get away with it again. And guess what? They probably can. But then what happens when it's a very, very serious situation? A life and death situation. How are you going to handle that? These are things we don't think about. We just deal with them, right? Many contemplations, quick decisions. But it's in the calm of the storm that we need to be thinking about this stuff and saying, how can I approach this? When you get the call or the text now that says, mom, I need to talk to you. And you're like, You get that huge, you know, stone in your stomach. And you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so sick. Now what? Especially if they're in their teenage years. You're like, now what? Or you get the call from college. Mom, I really need to talk to you. Can you make some time for me this weekend? You're like, oh no. It's like you don't want to have those conversations. But you see, if you come to it with this in mind, knowing that, you know what? I am here to love my child and we're going to get through whatever it is. We can figure it out because I know I'm going to ask more questions. I'm going to listen to what my child says and then I'm going to stand by what I decide. And it's going to be appropriate for the situation and what's at hand. Then guess what? There's just a weight lifted off your shoulders. Now that doesn't make it easy. It just simplifies it. That's all it does. you're still going to be like, oh, I wish I wasn't in this situation. Yes, you and every other parent in this world. No one wants to have deep, deep conversations. But guess what? We're raising the next generation. Don't you want to raise a generation that's going to impact the world that they touch for the better, not for the worst? You get to decide as a parent. And unfortunately, I think we as parents are just kind of sitting back. We're letting our kids walk all over us. It's time we stand up. You are a parent. You are to raise them. Train up your child. Better decisions equal fewer regrets. You don't have to carry the guilt anymore. Because when you know you're operating in the best interest of your child, you're good. There's no more excuses. There's no more second guessing. It's just the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It happens in your health. It happens when you're raising kids. It's the next step, the one step. So keep being a loving, involved, and caring parent. I know it's hard, but I promise you, you're doing the best that you can. And that's what matters. And when you love your child, that is what's going to be remembered most. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.